SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, Region 1 Student Council reps tackle issues affecting the hearing impaired. And later, our glimpses of Christmas segment and a Yuletide tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The National Secondary Students Council, NSSC Region 1, recently launched its I Respect You, IRE campaign. The initiative aims to increase discussions on the social inclusion of disabled youth, particularly the hearing impaired. Vice President of NSSC Region 1, Benjamin Fraser, says the campaign seeks to intensify the awareness of issues affecting hearing impaired students.
The National Secondary Students Council of Region 1 has seen it fit to focus on heightening the awareness of issues which negatively affect deaf secondary students, namely bullying, sexual abuse, and social exclusion. The deaf secondary students, they want to be a part of our spelling bee competitions, our dance competitions, our sports competitions. They want to be a part of us.
The launch, held at the Merle Grove High School, saw more than 50% of the schools in Region 1 turning out to support the venture. Listomere Gilby School for the Deaf has been selected as the target school for the campaign, after the NSSC realized the magnitude of their concerns. And students and staff at the school have welcomed the campaign, with head boy Rudolph Walker noting that all he wants is for members of his community to be treated with respect. The campaign will continue with an inter-school football competition, the IRE Cup, at St. George's College on January 30 next year. 16 high schools in the region have already signed up to compete for the trophy. A workshop will also be conducted on student rights, advocacy, and effective communication. And the NSSC team will upgrade the bathrooms and install wall fans at the Listomere Gilby School for the Deaf with proceeds from various fundraisers.
Some of the cases we come across at Sesoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sesoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
An updated version of the Vision 2030 website has been launched. It features an updated dashboard designed to equip the Jamaican populace and other interested parties with the tools to actively participate in the process of monitoring the plan's successful implementation. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a JIS glimpse of Christmas.
Well, Christmas for me is a... It's a magical time, you know. The season changes, and you notice with that change, it's cooler, calmer, more serene. It is used currently as a season for gift giving, but you know, I think that's the wrong way to do it. It should be used more as a time of remembrance, reflection, you know. And for those who don't celebrate Christmas, well, you know, it could be used as a time for camaraderie. I use it as a time for camaraderie. You can also use it to help others, the less fortunate.
Here now is a Yuletide tip. Don't blow your budget buying presents and making renovations for Christmas. The new year is on the horizon. Set some money aside. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, St. Andrew High School PTA invites you to its Christmas Fiesta, a red and white affair, on December 5 at 8 p.m. at Waterfalls in Ligony. Proceeds in aid of the School Building Fund. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.